and 19. It's a rather lengthy psalm. One of the longest ones in the Bible. I was just looking at it. It's got 176 verses. And I was talking to Robert Taylor Jr. back in January of this year. He had lost his wife the preceding year and was having a lot of health problems. I don't know how old Brother Taylor is now, but he's up in his 80s. And I asked him, I says, "Brother Taylor, what are you doing?" He says, "Well, I take every February and I listen to this now, I re-memorize the 119th Psalm. Can quote most of the Psalms from memory." So you talk about studying. There has been some study going on with many of our old time preachers that we're not getting anymore. And we miss them as we lose them. But in the 119th Psalm, there's a section in verse 97 through 104 that kind of stood out in my mind. I thought it would be really good to just address for a few minutes tonight. And notice, if you will, Billy made mention it's easy to lift things out of context. And you could do that real easily right here. For example, David's verse after verse after verse in this section, talking about I. And you know, quite often we say big I and little u. We could come to the conclusion that David is quite high on himself if we did it that way. Notice what he says here. I love thy law. I have more understanding than my teachers. I understand more than the ancients. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments. I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Now one could say, "Well, David, aren't you kind of high on yourself?" But look, if you will, what he's saying about and what the real context is. Oh, how I love thy law. It's my meditation all the day. Now notice, if you will, the whole context here is it's what the Word of God has done for him. And he's able to accomplish these godly things because of his reliance and his love and his connection to the Word of God. I love, he said, thy law. It's my meditation all the day. Thou, through thy commandments, has made me wiser than my enemies. For they are ever with me. Now, think about David's life. Think about how his enemies pursued him, even Saul. But he's saying, because of my meditation upon your word, because of my love for your law, I'm wiser than my enemies. He says, I have more understanding than my teachers. Remember, Paul kind of referred to that in Corinthians, when he says it's through the foolishness of preaching that God chose to save man. What are you preaching? You're preaching the Word of God. And David is saying, by meditating on your Word, I'm wiser than the educators of my day. He said, I've refrained my feet from from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I've not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Notice he did not say, I hate the people. He said, I hate every false way. And look what he said that he could do and what he could accomplish. Look what the Word of God had done for David that allowed him to make this statement in this beautiful psalm about what he could see because of his association with the Word of God. I think that should influence us to read the Word of God more, to study the Word of God more, to know the Word of God, so that it will help us get through this life and be prepared to spend eternity with our Lord when this life is over. If you're in the audience tonight, need the prayers of the congregation in any way, why not take the opportunity as Billy leads us in this song?